A new album of violin concertos combines unlikely bedfellows. One is romantic and tuneful. The other is audaciously avant-garde. Our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinga, has been listening and says this odd couple makes for a compelling album and also a great introduction to a violinist who has persevered through tragedy.
Augustin Hadelich is among today's top violinists, and one of the pieces he's chosen to record with the Norwegian Radio Orchestra is the Brahms Violin Concerto. There are already over 100 recordings of the work to choose from, though, so who needs another? But Hadelich makes a solid case for the music, allowing his instrument to sing as sweetly as any of his peers. Hadelich is an intimate communicator with his 1723 Stradivarius, but he also has a secret sauce for this Brahms, and it's in the cadenza. That's a passage in concertos where the soloist gets to show off with a solo. For this recording, Hadelich has composed his own cadenza. Like building a house in a historic district, the violinist respects the architecture of the neighborhood, but his design is fresh. Hadelich is 35 years old and makes it all sound easy. But his road to success wasn't. He gave his first concert at age 7, but when he was 15, an accident on his family's farm in Italy left his face and his right hand badly burned. Some doctors doubted he'd ever play the violin again. But after surgeries and physical therapy, he won a prestigious competition. His career was launched with a technique that blends lyrical elegance and flexible strength. And that's what you need in spades to play the other concerto on this album by the modern iconoclast George Ligeti. Ligeti's concerto from 1992 is a ferocious and fascinating ride. The composer filters old musical formulas through his kaleidoscopic lens, pushing the soloist to the brink. Hadelich masters all of Ligeti's tricks, every nuanced color and ethereal sound the instrument can make. And the chaos is followed by moments of serene beauty. Hadelich brings his secret sauce to this concerto, too, with another brand new cadenza. This one was written for Hadelich by Thomas Addis, the masterful British composer, and it dovetails perfectly into the concerto's slam-bang final notes. It's the most astounding passage of the entire album. When Augustin Hadelich first saw the score, he thought it was unplayable. But it became just one more roadblock this singular violinist has vaulted over in his blossoming career.
The album features violin concertos by Ligeti and Brahms. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinga.